1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe flooding in the upper Midwest. A dam in Mankato, Minnesota is on the brink of failing after days of relentless rain. A bridge between Iowa and South Dakota partially collapsing. Sandbagging goes on. Millions of Americans are also under heat warnings or advisories today. A new determination on guns from the U.S. Surgeon General.
The Surgeon General has decided for the first time that the nation's level of gun violence has reached such pervasive levels that it has to be addressed. That the time has come to call it a public health crisis. Much of Vivek Murthy's concern appears rooted in disturbing new trends, including the fact that gun violence has recently emerged as the leading cause of death for children and teens in this country.
ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, is headed back to his native Australia. He has reached a plea deal with the Justice Department that will include time served as his sentence and end years of a fight trying to get him to face charges in the U.S. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is ordering the six groups in the legislative redistricting lawsuit to split the cost of the two consultants the court hired to review new options. The total bill is $128,000. The court ended up not having to rule. Governor Evers and the legislature reached a deal on new maps themselves. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Existing home sales increased 20% in May in Outagamie County, but decreased almost 2% in Brown County. Both areas show sales well ahead of last year's pace for home buyers. Statewide home sales increased 11% in May. The peak season for home sales is between May and August. Winnebago County had a banner year in tourism, generating $553 million in economic impact in 2023. That's up from $524 million in 2022. Amy Albright, Executive Director of Discover Oshkosh, said tourism dollars benefit everyone.
Businesses in Oshkosh, in Winnebago County, do better when tourism thrives because that's just more customers for them. If residents want to enjoy great things, the tourists really help keep those great things alive.
Every Wisconsin resident would have to pay an additional $660 per year to maintain the current level of government without the funds tourism brings to the state. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the defending World Series champs, the Texas Rangers, reload again tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers with a 6-3 win. Right-hander Freddy Peralta striking out six, allowing two runs in five innings, but he thanked Reese Hoskins for his grand slam in the sixth.
You know, Reese, he was a little struggling. You know, everything sometimes for a reason. Look now, he was the man for the game. He just hit a homer with the bases loaded. That's perfect.
Hockey, the Florida Panthers with a 2-1 victory over the Oilers to win their first Stanley Cup.
It is about the result, obviously. So that's where the mind goes. How do I get them back to that place that they can play with enough freedom so we have structure and we have discipline and all that? But what we needed to and what we were different about tonight is that we played with some freedom. We didn't play the game not to make mistakes and certainly not to lose, but we tried to win the game.
That's the Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on ESPN after the win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny, a high near 86 this afternoon. West winds up to 20 miles per hour. Clear 61 tonight, mostly sunny, 76 on Wednesday. Sunshine with a high of 75 for Thursday. A few showers Friday with a high around 78.
Right now, 71 degrees.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the overnight storms. Hopefully everyone is okay. Then we're going to talk to Eitan Levine about his quest to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinair on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor. And once again, great guest today, Tad Taggart from the Endure Just Finish. I think that should be our goal, to do some of that. The 24-hour marathon. It's the Crucible at Western Racket to raise money for the HUA organization. 24 hours.
Rock climbing.
Axe throwing.
I was
going to
do it. And I had the checkbook out.
What
and
if
then
we did
he
this?
Said,
you,
no,
you
but, that, but then he said, that lunges.
Yeah, I know. But he told you, get a wider base.
He did. I thought that was really good advice.
I did, too. I like that.
Me too.
But I was thinking, you, me, and Todd, how about this? You, me, and Todd.
Do
okay. Each one take a thing. Todd will run the 10K. You can do something. I'll do the axe throwing.
I'll do the 10K.
Okay. All right. Todd, you in?
I'll do the escape room. Thank you.
Oh,
that's
that,
it.
You know what?
That's what I'll
that
do.
That is perfect for him.
Yeah, it would be. That would
You'd
be.
You'd be out of there. And
rock climbing, boxing, self-defense, 10K, axe throwing, and an escape room.
Yeah. The escape room. You know what? I'm taking my trainer.
In about four minutes, I'd be like, I'm out of here.
But Todd, you booked my trainer, right?
Yep.
For next week.
Next
and
week.
He is going on, and you're not going to be here, which I know.
Oh.
I know. I wish, I kind of, I have to think about that.
Maybe I can call in.
Okay. Anyway, he is going on maternity leave. His wife, his wife is having a baby. And so Tad is, I'm going to take boxing lessons.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a great workout. It's the greatest workout I've ever done.
My brother boxes.
Absolutely. Do it. Do it. Margaret Cahill.
All right. Anyway.
Neighborhood Focus with NBC 26 from Fond du Lac. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Great. What was it like in Fond du Lac last night with that storm?
I mean, I was indoors for most of the evening, so I was
good
safe.
Idea.
But yeah, pretty crazy storm.
You guys hit hard? Got hit hard?
A good bit, yeah. I mean, not terrible, though.
Okay.
All right, cool. So what's going on in Fond du Lac? I just want to say that the Rutlaw is one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's a nice place.
It is.
I've never stayed there, but I've had dinner there, and it's very good.
It is. It's the sister to the Northland Hotel. Built.
Is it really?
Yeah, the design is the same. You go inside it. Right? Doesn't it look pretty much? Have you been to the Northland?
I have not, no.
Oh, okay.
I would say, Jim, the Northland kind of takes you back to that period. The Rutlaw and Fond du Lac is like a step up from there.
I stayed there last summer. Yeah, I agree with Todd.
Jim, it's amazing in there.
It's a lot more modern.
Yeah, it's crazy.
On the outside, it's got the great facade and the whole thing and everything like that, but they've really modernized it. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Black
beautiful
tile,
rooms.
Black,
yeah. That is, yeah, tile bathrooms.
That,
yeah.
Well, we have that.
That is a cool place. But yeah, I stayed there last summer when I did Wounded Warrior thing.
And yeah. I did some ghost hunting there, too, several years ago.
Oh, cool. Oh, very cool.
So anyway, you have a great hotel. You have a lot of nice hotels there. But what's going on? What are the things that you're covering with your neighborhood beat?
I mean, there's always a lot happening in Fond du Lac. I mean, everything from new businesses, new things happening in the city, happening in the county. I mean, I don't even know where to start. Yeah, I feel like it's always something. I mean, from good, exciting things to crime coverage.
Yeah.
I feel like Fond du Lac there's a lot happening that a lot of people might not know about.
And so it doesn't have...
It's really exciting that I get to be there.
It is, and I... So were you from Fond du Lac or did you, we were talking to Ryan, your executive director was in here, or whatever they call him. And you guys, you live in Fond du Lac, right? And you really are trying to get engaged in Fond du Lac? Were you from Fond du Lac? Tell me about how you got to be there and how you learned what all you know.
No, yeah, I'm not from Fond du Lac. I'm actually from Chicago area. Decided to live in Fond du Lac when I was, you know, applying for this job. I was talking with Ryan about, you know, what they were just about to launch the neighborhoods initiative where mm-hmm. reporters are kind of embedded in these different communities. And we were talking about which neighborhood I'd want to cover. I chose Fond du Lac and then I decided that it would be most convenient to live there to kind of, I mean, it's like I won't be commuting to work every day. I just, when there's news, I just get in my car and go. But it's a very nice town. And I feel like living there, I kind of have a personal stake in what I'm covering. You know, this is my home too.
Right.
And it's definitely, I meet a lot of people just out and about that kind of helped me have a better understanding of the community and what stories are out there and that sort of thing. You know, I've gotten story ideas like going to the gym or like just doing normal stuff too. So yeah, I live down there and it definitely helps me cover it better, right. I think.
Do you, as part of your leaning into the Fond du Lac community, you attend the city council, county board meetings?
Not all of them, just whenever I can. I will attend just to get an idea of what's going on in the area, in the city or the county.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think it's a good way to kind of just gauge what's happening in the community.
Right. And how about Mercury? Right. Is that kind of causing you some stress?
Well, there were just some pretty serious layoff.
300.
There. Right. Yeah. 300. And this is coming after there was another 100 or so laid off earlier this year. So that's been tough for a lot of people in the community. Obviously, Mercury is the biggest employer in the area. And a lot of people are now out of a job. And a lot of people who do work at Mercury now are telling me that they're stressed. About will there be another round of layoffs? I haven't gotten any confirmation from Mercury leadership or spokespeople that there will be another round of layoffs, but I mean, I haven't gotten confirmation either way, but it's causing a lot of stress in the community, I suppose.
And that story wouldn't have been covered, I don't think, had you not been there. You know what I mean? I mean, Fond du Lac's great, but you know, we're all kind of absorbed a little bit with Green Bay, the Packers. And we do cover that, but that Mercury thing, I think with you being there, you're probably going to drill down a little deeper than people who maybe are based in Green Bay. And I think that's a really important story. When you look at it a little bit more, you're going to find out where their funding came from, and it came from the taxpayers. So, I mean, this is just not right what's going on, and I'm going to follow that.
Yeah, I mean, I broke that story. One evening, I got an email from someone. I mean, the thing about I've been here for almost 2 years now, and I think now I've hopefully gained a certain amount of trust among people in the community.
Oh, yeah.
And so people come to me pretty often with story ideas and things that are happening. So I got an email with a copy of, you know, a memo from Mercury Marine about the layoffs. I immediately contacted the Mercury Marine communications officer, who I know I've worked with her a million times before, and contacted her right away. She got back to me pretty quickly and we just kind of got it rolling. And then I was able to break that story you know, a day before.
Cool.
All right. People.
Well, Margaret, we just we like checking in with all the neighborhood reporters. We think NBC 26 has a great idea on how to do that, and hope to see you at some of these showdown games this coming football season.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm by no means a football expert, but we'll see.
All right. Well, it's great talking to you, Margaret. Thank you so much for the time. Thanks for getting up early.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. Take care.
Bye.
See ya. Margaret Cahill, Neighborhood Focus with NBC 26. We're going to have reporters on at different times from the different communities.
How many do they have?
Well, they got Manitowoc. I want to say, well, Manitowoc, Appleton, Fox Cities, but I think maybe even one in Nina on its own, Nina or Menasha of its
own. Those are pretty, I think that's all important. I think that's very cool, but I mean, that's not.
Pulaski.
They don't have a report.
Yeah,
so
they
just,
do.
So just down our list here, we've got the Green Bay Neighborhood Reporter coming on, the southeast suburbs of Green Bay coming on, Door County Neighborhood Reporter, Manitowoc Lakeshore, and senior reporter Nina Sperano will be on with us as well coming up in the next couple of weeks.
You're awesome. Nina's awesome.
Those aren't, I mean, you think of that, 30, 40, what's Appleton? I mean, Fond du Lac, 40, 45,000 people, Manitowoc, 36, and that's nice that they're embedding people in
absolutely.
These
I think it's a great idea.
That
I think it's a fantastic idea. I think they really can't, especially like I said, for young reporters. I mean, she's from the Chicago area.
Right.
Come up here. You don't, I mean, it's, you know, you might learn Green Bay quick or right. Appleton quick, but these other places, you might go there once every 2 months. You don't know who to talk. I think that's a great idea. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot more TV stations throughout the country kind of adopt this format.
And what she alluded to very briefly, though, was, you know, she's developing sources.
Yeah, that's you got to do.
And, yep. And that's tough. I mean, I lived in Fond du Lac, worked there as well. I mean, that's those smaller communities are tight-lipped, you know.
Yep.
So tough. People
and if they don't know you and they don't trust you, it's...
But that just tells you she broke that story on Mercury Marine and she a day early. And the reason is because she had some people that she was talking to, her employees or whatever. But that fact that she lived there, I think if you'd driven in there from Green Bay and said, you know, what's going on?
Absolutely. Nope. Absolutely. But they get to know you, get to recognize you.
Right.
One of the things they
trust
do
you a little bit.
Know
they
give them time
off.
You're fair, right?
Yeah, and they give them time off sometimes, specifically just to get to know the area.
Correct.
You don't have to do a story today. Just go out and ingratiate yourself with the area. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and then the news is more factual, too.
Yeah.
Not that news would ever not be, but I just think that...
Well, I just realized this pen I'm using, Mayor Jim Schmidt, Green Bay, Wisconsin, with the Packer logo.
Put in like 200 of those.
I had to get rid of them, Johnny. Help yourself.
Wow.
Those are nice pens.
They're very nice pens.
I just want to say that a lot of people give out cheap pens. I did not.
That is a very nice pen.
Those are nice. Thank you for saying that.
Did the taxpayers pay for those?
No.
Oh, yeah.
they did. I had a fund that was donations, like.
I'll bet there were donations.
No, not donations.
Hey,
to
man,
me.
I got a problem here.
That's something. Not what I'm saying.
You know what? I'm going to go out and grab a cup of coffee.
No.
When I come back, if there's an envelope on my desk, your problem is going to go away. If there's no envelope on my desk, the problem shall continue.
That's true.
I'm going to get a cup of coffee.
No, John, what I meant before you rudely interrupted.
Todd, you're
great. Tried to embarrass me. No.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What happened was.
And I got to say one thing. That envelope? It better not just be like a letter in there. That thing better have some girth
to
it, if you know what I mean.
Let me tell you how I work.
Because I don't like big bills.
No, we had, like, for the sesquicentennial, we had a fund, and you could donate to that.
I bet you did.
And then we had a fund for guest speakers, and we had people come in, and those were segregated funds, and they weren't tax dollars, but they were donated funds to that specific event, and we stayed within that box.
Whatever.
And I bought the pens out of there.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you want to call it, Jim. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app, beautiful day in Green Bay after the storms. Has anybody heard of any damage or anything like that? I mean, Todd, what was the name of that town you were showing us pictures of?
Oh, that was Argyle. The church
Argyle.
Argyle.
Church destroyed. Yeah. How old was it?
1800s.
Wow. Just destroyed. That's amazing. Anybody hurt? Do you know of?
Not sure off that one.
Because, I mean, if that hit the church, you'd think something around it would have, you know, been hurt as well.
In some chat with the radio station, I was seeing, I think, 33 tornadoes already this season.
Well, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
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 Because what's her name told us that? Brittany.
Brittany told you that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brittany told us 33. So there had to be at least three or four more last night, it seems like, right?
They were. I mean, I'll tell you what. There were some strong winds last night.
I know the... I didn't hear. Did you hear any sirens here? I didn't.
No.
In Green Bay? They did in Manitowoc.
Loud.
Sirens were going off. What'd you say?
No. What's nice about the rain, I did say this to Donna. There were no loud noises. No loud mufflers.
Oh, okay. Motorcycles. But I will say this about that wind and everything last night. I'm surprised there's not more trees down and everything like that. But you know, I shot that video on my phone that I put on Facebook. That was at 3 this morning, standing on the balcony. But literally, when I walked out to the far end of the balcony and that wind with that rain would hit you, it's like the winds, I'm not saying, you know, because they were talking about 60-mile-an-hour winds. I don't think it got that high, but with that rain, the way that was smacking you, it's like it hurt. It was one of those kind of things where it wasn't coming down vertically. It was totally horizontal, the way that stuff was coming down last night. That was a rough night if you weren't hunkered down.
I will say this. I'm glad that happened through the night and not today, because today, like we're talking
kids
about,
day, yeah.
This is going to be great today. And just, you know, we talked a little bit about this, but that whole meal with the mayor at Bay Beach Amusement Park, and at 3:15 they have that magic show. I wonder if Gizmo's doing that. Anyway, and they have the Let Me Be Frank, of course, is performing at 4:10.
Does he take any time off?
Right.
How many events does he do during the year?
Yeah. Didn't he
tell us?
Loves 250 something?
He loves it.
It's unbelievable.
There was two Saturdays ago. Did he have three events like in one day?
I think he had five events, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right. He was going all over. He was driving. Yeah. They're all in Green Bay or something.
He did one in Branch, and then he ended up in
Like far away. Was it up north? Crandon or someplace? No,
it wasn't. It was where the guy from Culver's lives. Where's Culver's first Culver's? No,
I don't know.
Well, okay, that's where it was.
Okay.
The Smoke Dancers, the Oneida Nation.
Nice.
That's cool tonight. That's going to be fun.
Awesome.
And, of course, at 3 o'clock, there's music. Stiltwalkers. Just go on the website.
Sauk City?
Yes.
Sauk City.
That's where it was. Sauk City.
Okay.
Remember? That's where he was playing. It was a private party.
Oh!
That was the last one of the day.
Right.
But I think he did start up around here or something.
Yeah. And I think he went down to Branch, too. Anyway, man, and they have, I just want to say that today, I'm so glad it's not raining. They have that whole sidewalk chalk artist contest.
Nice.
That's very cool.
The sun is shining now.
It is.
Drying
it's
everything.
Be
you
great.
Tell how much it dried out already just in the last hour.
Yeah. There's just so much. I'm reading through this. I'm going to just bore you with all that, but there's just so many activities all day. Yeah, I know. Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, the animal program starts at 10:30. So that's cool. Take that in. And then the nature planting, you plant all these plants and that starts at noon and 9 o'clock. There's a Green Bay Green Bay sail and paddle, not saddle. It's not horses. It's, we take out the starfish, small sailboats, John.
I don't know.
That's what they're called.
Okay.
Okay. That starts at 9.
I like sometimes when he just talks and I don't know what's going on.
No idea.
I just kind of step back and let
it go. Me too.
But, all right,
me too.
But there's
free... Because he knows what he's talking about. Maybe nobody else does, but he does. So I hate to question him.
There's the free swimming and at the pools and Resh Aquatic, you know. Those.
I don't know these starfish things.
That's what a small sailboat is called, a starfish.
Okay.
Okay.
And where do you... is this in a pool or is this in the bay or where?
This is the bay. This is right behind McDonald's. Didn't we have those people on here? Sail and paddle? Maybe we didn't.
No, we didn't get them on yet. You were going to.
Okay,
but,
I'm doing that. That's at when?
Because, you know, I want to be a sailor.
You need to learn to swim. Okay, Riviera Lanes, the bowling.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about that? That's cool.
Hey, you know, I guess say something.
Free ice cream at...
are there any
Scray?
Bowling alleys that have closed down? Like, that are still there, but they're closed. What about, like, Century Lanes in De Pere? Are the lanes still in there?
Okay, like, why?
Because what's our major project that we are going to be involved in? What's our number one? We're feeding the starving children, but once they're fed.
You can make bird feeders out of that lane?
No. They make great work benches, though. But you know what's our major, what's our number one big endeavor that we're going to raise $75,000 for?
Oh, the village.
Community center. At the Veterans. Cottage.
They came to the new community shelter last night.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And
oh,
it was great. They gave a little presentation on what they're doing. And
awesome.
They talked about the community center. They talked about the garage, obviously, that they're going to be building. But anyway, go ahead. What are you saying?
How cool, in the basement of the community center, how cool would it be to have a lane of bowling?
Sure.
Yeah. It'd be a hell of a lot cheaper to build it than to take it out of some other place.
No, it wouldn't.
Sure, it would. It wouldn't be, flat. It wouldn't be. No, John, do you realize how engineers would have to be? I mean, you couldn't... do you really think you could move a bowling lane? It would still be this... I don't think that
I think
would
they come in sections. You just take this section and that section and that section. Wouldn't that be great to have a bowling alley at the...
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Okay, you're... No, no. Now you know what you're doing. You're being... There's a term for that. I can't think of what it is.
Ghosting.
Condescending. That's a lot of things.
Yeah. Okay, the Tarleton Theater... Right? They have four kids at a time to speed paint. That's going to be very cool. Within 20-minute spans, they're going to be doing that every 20 minutes. You can do that. And, of course, there's so much stuff going on here, right? You got...
Why are you putting your hand in my face?
The Stevens Defense Academy. I'm not sure. There's free classes there. I'm not sure what that is. But, you know, it's great cheese. One free scoop of ice cream. That's going to be fun. And Pizza Ranch, free kids buffet.
Oh, I just got this. Todd got a text. Just added former mayor Spelling Bee from at 9:15 at the library. So is it you and Jaden going head to head?
Spelling a bird.
Yeah. I got. Oh, that's funny. Who did?
Bird. It's the common spelling of bird. B-Y-R-D.
That's funny.
I got a friend with that last name. I do.
That's funny. Whoever
like
sent
Bird,
that in.
Right?
Yeah.
B-Y-R-D.
There you go. So, why? I don't. Hey, okay.
But anyway, go to the website and take your kids out today. And there's people who would take their, which really made me feel good. There are parents who would come up to me and say, "Look, I took the day off today just to be with my kids."
Awesome.
I think that is.
I agree.
That is like awesome. That
could
you did
not
that.
Agree
like,
more.
Good parents.
Got to throw this out there though. Anybody that knows about bowling, can a bowling lane, like if you got a bowling alley, like maybe you know the one downtown in De Pere that nobody uses anymore. Is it possible to take one of those lanes? Now, we might have to get a pin spotter, a pin setter.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You're not going to do that.
I don't know if they have all the mechanics individually.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's not the question because anything's possible. It's just how much you want to pay for it. I think the question is it
feasible?
Which is less expensive, to transfer a lane from one to another or to build it new? I think
transferring it.
And I don't.
All right. Because, I mean, that's a lot of root. That's ash, I think. Ashwood?
That's maple. Is it ash?
Is it maple? What are the pins made of? Didn't your family make pins?
Maple.
Those are maple?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were great before they put the coating on there. Just throw them on the fire. They were great fire logs.
Okay. You know, they say it's really hard to find good ash these days.
Yeah.
We're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
Clocks are running late. Paint by number morning sky.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for the Wisconsin Justice Department don't want people with disabilities to vote electronically from home this fall. There was a hearing in a lawsuit yesterday. The attorney general's lawyers tell the judge it would be confusing and risky. Voters with disabilities say they have a right to a secret ballot. The judge says he'll rule in a few days. Debt collection on student loans in default resume in September. Advocates want the U.S. Department of Education to expand outreach efforts to borrowers who've fallen behind.
The Department of Ed is just missing a whole chunk of people. And so we really heard from a variety of outreach experts that you need to reach people through multiple mediums. So we'd love to see more texting and creative ideas like push notifications, things like that, reaching borrowers where they actually are on their phones.
Tia Caldwell is with the group New America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The weather has played havoc with power throughout Wisconsin as the severe storms rolled through over 20,000 people in southeast Wisconsin, in the Fox Valley, and in the Upper Peninsula are without power. Both WE Energies and Wisconsin Public Service reported outages for over 10,000 customers each. WPS reports Manitowoc, Marathon, Brown, Oneida, and Menominee counties have the largest number of customers experiencing outages. Earlier this month, a ribbon cutting was held at Bay Beach for its new all-inclusive playground. Green Bay Deputy Director of Parks and Recreation, James Anderson.
You know, it's got the whole rubberized surface, the footprint, and the amount of activities. I mean, kids were out there that day, and within an hour or two, they still didn't even get to all the different, things that you can get to on that playground, all the different features. It's all inclusive for everything from not just, mobility, but also, hearing and seeing. And
that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's always interesting when an actor rips on one of the movies he was the star of. Andrew McCarthy is doing everything he can to promote his new documentary, Bratz, on Hulu. During a recent interview, the 59-year-old actor took a shot at one of his own movies, 1986's Pretty in Pink, which was written by John Hughes and also starred Molly Ringwald and John Cryer. However, when asked how he thought it compared to his film Mannequin, he faked an injury and left the interview. Jason Biggs' wife recently let it be known she did not see American Pie until after the couple were married. Jenny Mollen claimed she was too highbrow at the time and busy spending time in indie video stores and doing high-end theater to watch the film. Biggs actually thought it was refreshing that his new girlfriend at the time had not seen it. Mollen eventually saw the film and said she enjoyed it and now understands why Biggs likes to attend bake sales alone. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny, a high near 86 this afternoon. West winds up to 20 miles per hour. Clear 61 tonight, mostly sunny, 76 on Wednesday. Sunshine with a high of 75 for Thursday. A few showers Friday with a high around 78.
Right now, it's 74.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. BW, Talk of Green Bay.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the WRJN Morning Show here on Civic Media, Don Rosen, who talks celebrity encounters. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins to discuss weird Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. We talk with Mike Stanley, Oshkosh Fire Chief. First, we want to talk about a great thing that you have in your house, that, of course, being Pella Windows and Doors.
Oh, yes.
You have a house that's 106 years old?
No, 15.
15, so what is that? I'm sure you're going to do my math. 109?
1915 it was built.
Yes.
So,
109, right?
100, okay. Whatever. It's, yeah. It's an old house.
But anyway, you're in such a historical area that if you want to add stuff, they don't want you, you know, going to a big box store or just grabbing something off the shelf.
We kind of designated that area as a historical area. And then we, I don't know, they didn't have the Historic Preservation Committee. I mean, the Historic Preservation Committee. but they get a little anxious when you're doing stuff that, not in your house or in the back of your house, but when you're walking down the
curb
street,
appeal curb appeal stuff. Yeah.
And they're very, very
specific almost to that time area.
Yeah. And that makes sense to me. I think what you have to do is they don't want vinyl siding. They don't want, and I get that. I mean, I want our neighborhood to stay historic. And so we spent, you've been over at my house,
once.
A lot of money on, well, still, you saw the windows. And we went with Pell on that. And they really helped us through the committee. Looked at some designs, but you know, no, we don't have aluminum. Those things that you change the screens or whatever.
But they are really big with that. They're really attuned to that. They know the different time periods,
and
they can really help.
I was gonna say, you know, so we're 1915, but you know, people 1930s, 1950s, 80s, you know. But they come in and they design it. They show you on the computer. It could look like this. It's like, wow, how much is that? Can I see something else? No, they have good financing for that stuff.
They're great.
They are. They're great. And when it comes to the windows, and we have the historic walk in Astor Park on the 20th. Let's see, 9/20.
So do we all get to come in your house?
There'll be a sign in front of my house that talks about it, because other people put signs in front of their house and they do the pictures and it's great. But there's four houses that you can walk through. And I tell you guys, just for the record, I was going to, but I'm at a wedding in Door County that weekend.
Oh, sure.
Goodness, sure.
Leave me the keys.
No, I...
I'm your tour guide, but John Mino.
They have, maybe it's six houses.
All right.
But anyway, it's the windows in all those houses. People spend money on it.
I agree.
And Pella's great.
Pella's
I just want to say,
they're great to work with.
They are. We love them. They do a good job.
Let's go to Mike Stanley, who's standing by in Oshkosh, the fire chief of Oshkosh. Hello, Mike.
Morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks for waiting.
How are you, Chief? Yes, we had to talk a little bit about windows. Sorry, I got off on a tangent.
Hey, we were in your town a week and a half ago, and we loved it.
Outstanding. Thanks for coming and visiting us.
Yeah, listen to this guy. This is Mr. Promotion. I mean, that's great, Chief, to hear your voice and the energy you have there. Oshkosh really seems like it's got it all going on. I mean, we saw some new development. We saw some historic preservation. The neighborhoods look good, and people complying with your rules and regulations.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I really do think we should be proud of Oshkosh, because it is a great blend of old and new.
Right.
That it's got all the things you could want for.
Yeah. So how long have you been chief down there?
You know, I just passed 6 years.
Oh, okay.
It's this month, so.
We may have run into each other. You have some conferences up here in Green Bay, and I always thank the firefighters for what they do. Hey, you got a new program going with this fall prevention. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we were able to partner with an organization called Nimble to try to reduce falls in our community. That, you know, year after year, the most common type of call we go on is somebody that's fallen down.
You know, Chief, I don't mean to interrupt. Somebody else told us that.
Lisa was telling us about it. She did a story on it.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I was saying. That was the number one call for fire departments, correct?
She covers the whole state, and she talked about this Nimble, this program that you're talking about. And I don't think people think about that. I think people think about car accidents, fires, kitchen fires, but falls. And you are the first guys, you guys respond to that.
Correct. Yeah, that it's about, for us here in Oshkosh, it's about 20% of our calls. So far and away more than fires, car wrecks, heart attacks, you know, things like that.
And it doesn't have to be, we don't have to talk about elderly, you know, 85-year-old type people. I've got a good friend who is in his 40s who suffered a really, really bad fall. And those things happen so much
So many basement step accidents. Isn't that the truth, Chief?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, basement step accidents, you know, falls in the bathroom, you know, whether it be in a shower or a tub or just getting on and off a toilet, you know, and many times, you know, people trip and fall. That's the most common cause, is that they've tripped over something, you know, an extension cord, a pet, you know, a throw rug, you know, so very, very preventable. And you are correct. You know, it isn't somebody that's 100 years old, you know, it's people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, on up.
Yep.
And so, Chief, what are some of the things that the fall prevention that we can do to prevent falls? Besides, go ahead.
You know, one of the things, you know, for sure is, like I said, take up those throw rugs. You know, that those are incredibly dangerous for people. You know, clean up the clutter you might have in the house. Increase visibility. Night lights, you know, are a huge asset. You know, when you're getting out of bed in the dark, or, you know, going down a dark hallway, you know, those are all just simple little things, you know, and being active, that's, you know, increasing your activity and your motion so that you improve your core strength, your balance, you know, your ability to take a step, you know, those are all just simple little things that can prevent that debilitating fall.
You know, that sounds simple. The things you suggested are not very expensive. I mean, those night lights you can plug in.
Oh yeah.
Right. I mean, those are nothing. And I agree with the throw rugs. I mean, I don't know how they bunch up like that, but I have tripped over them. I've never fallen, but I think my dog does it, quite honestly. So but I'm never getting rid of him.
I don't like. I think you might have this. Do you have hardwood stairs or do you have runners?
No, I'm hardwood.
Those make me nervous. What do you think about that, Chief?
You know, that's another key thing, is, you know, wearing appropriate things on your feet for the floor. You know, when you're in walking on hardwood floors, hardwood floor runners, linoleum tile, you know, in socks,
yeah,
or smooth bottom slippers, you know, that's just asking for trouble. And so having something that has some texture onto it, you know, or even a grippy sock may prevent you from falling because you've slipped on the flooring.
Chief, I got grippy socks after I just want to tell you, no, Chief, this
his
is a true story.
Has them.
No, he doesn't. But I, we have hardwood, and I was wearing white socks, carrying a thing of laundry.
That's where
I fell, many accidents happen that way.
I know
just want to say, Chief, I fell and I broke my toe. So I was in one of those like boots, and I had to give some talks, and I made the remark that I was carrying laundry down the stairs, and some guy came up and goes, "Mayor, you need to come up with a better excuse."
That's how I messed up my knee falling down the stairs with laundry,
right,
too.
Yeah,
and they something? Said the same thing. Tell them you were out skiing or something. Right?
But those socks that the Chief just mentioned, those are awesome. They got those little like grippies on the bottom. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Hey, tell me about the bathrooms. What people can do, and you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, that's, you know, it may be something so extensive as a tub modification, you know, where you have a walk-in tub, but, you know, even simpler, cheaper things, you know, go down to the hardware store, get that textured tape for your bathtub, you know, to put it on the bathtub so that you don't slip when you're getting in and out of the tub or the shower. You know, may need just something as simple as grab bars.
Right.
To grab onto as you're getting in and out of the shower, on and off the toilet. Another accommodation that we see done a lot, and, you know, that our partners do, is toilet risers, you know, so that you're a little higher, so that you get the momentum you need to stand back up.
So how do people learn about, and these are great tips. How do people, do you have a website, or do you have a seminar coming up, or how do people learn about all these great things?
You know, we do have a website. So if you go to www.oshkoshfd.com, like Oshkosh Fire Department, or even if you just Google search the Oshkosh Fire Department, we'll pop right up. And right at the top of the page, you'll see a bullet for falls. You know, and on that, we have a ton of resources, a ton of data and information about, you know, the number of falls we've had, the causes of falls. But like I said, most importantly, we have links to different resources where you can get some of those things that we talked about earlier.
And we talked about this not necessarily being an age thing, but let's say it is. Let's say you're visiting your grandma. What sort of things, and she lives by herself and she's, you know, 87. And what are some of the things a person should look for and say, you know, grandma, we should probably, you know, those kind of things.
Or we'll do this for you, grandma.
Yeah.
This is like your early Christmas present.
Yeah.
You know, the handrails, you know, are huge. You know, so installing grab bars, in the bathroom, if you have a couple steps up into the house, on the porch, things like that, putting those grippy stripes in the bathtub, getting rid of the throw rugs or, extension cords, putting up those lights, night lights in hallways, bathrooms and in bedrooms, things like that. And then encouraging them to take part in some of these fall prevention activities. The beauty of the Nimble app is it was designed for older adults, so it's very user friendly for them. And it's something that they can do from their home, because so often what we find is transportation is an issue. I don't have the means anymore to drive to a class at the YMCA or the senior center or, something like that. So that's what we love so much about this Nimble app is that they can do it from their home.
And what are some of the things they'll do using that app?
It's really a neat combination of it. They'll do an initial assessment, and enter some information, and that's how we chart their progress and how right. Nimble charts the progress. But then it's a blend of some cognitive exercises. We want to stimulate their brain while we do some of those physical things. So it's fun, that you can do trivia games or, the old memory matching game or different things like that. So they pick what they want to do, tic-tac-toe, things like that. And then as you're completing the exercises, which maybe they start off, as simple as just standing up and pivoting from one foot to the other, rocking from one foot while you answer those questions. So it takes them through a progressive development. Yeah, it's really, really a cool application.
Chief, that's awesome stuff. I got to switch gears with you. A couple little things. We used to have some people on that used to go into houses after fires and clean up and everything like that. And one of the main things were lithium batteries that were causing problems. Do you guys see that?
We're starting to see that, across the country more and more that, there really is a lot of, unpredicted dangers around lithium batteries, particularly when they're on scooters and bicycles and things like that, where the people are bringing into apartments or into homes to store them. And then when they have that thermal runaway, that catches the whole apartment complex on fire. So it's really an emerging danger issue that the American Fire Service is spending a lot of time trying to address.
What's the solution on that?
If I knew, I'd be able to buy the building here and then some. That's the problem is there's really not a great extinguishment method. Some of it'll be around regulations on bringing those batteries inside, but even as we start to see the electric vehicles, you have an electric vehicle that catches on fire, you end up putting it in a big roll-off dumpster filled with water, and you put it in a big tank, and submerge it for a week. So they're just not great solutions yet.
Chief, I want to shift gears to tell me about the employment. Oshkosh Fire Department, are you finding good recruits or the training? Tell me about the labor force, because that's always an issue when we bring guests in.
We really are struggling with the same issues that every industry is, with the great retirement, that's going on is the population ages and retires out and the battle for talent, we're suffering from that as well. So, the supply and demand issue is really a challenge for fire departments, throughout the state, throughout the country.
But that's not a bad career.
Oh, it's a fantastic career.
Right.
I've loved every minute of it. And, you talk about an industry that's recession proof, you're going to get a good retirement. You're going to be very engaged in your community, something different every day,
And you get to work for a guy like you. I mean, it doesn't get much better, right?
That's what I say.
Chief, thanks for what you're doing there. I just want to I wore red in your honor today. You notice the shirt here?
I appreciate that.
All right. That's we knew you were coming on. Say, thanks for what you're doing down in Oshkosh. And like Johnny said, we just think your city is really a great community on so many levels, not just the housing, but the businesses, the infrastructure. And you just got a lot of energy down there and I think people need to take advantage of this fall prevention because you want to stick around a long time and not have to get an artificial hip or something. So listen to you and things will work out great.
Precisely.
All right.
Outstanding. Chief, thank you so much. Chief Mike Stanley, Oshkosh Fire Department, fall prevention program. Very, very, I don't want to say simple stuff, but things that you might not even think of. Take care of those could prevent catastrophic
things. OshkoshFD, OshkoshFD.com.
Nice. Mike Stanley, thank you so very much.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, back after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com, remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual, and if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you very much, Mike Stanley, Oshkosh Fire Chief. You know one thing I forgot to ask him? I was watching this like infomercial last night, okay? And it was about...
Go ahead. What? And it, did you get your credit card in time?
I'm going to.
Okay.
Okay. Right. You know what it was about? It's about kitchen fires. And it showed like this microwave that was... Have you seen
saw
this?
Saw that. Thing? Yep.
Number one, places for fire starters in the kitchen.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. And all okay. the and grease fires and things like sure. that. And it said like 85% of the people wouldn't know how to just grab a fire extinguisher and use it. So as they're reading the instructions on how to use the fire extinguisher,
it's getting away.
Your kitchen's burning up, okay? You throw water on it, that only makes it worse. Mm-hmm. All these different things. And they make like a towel, hey, Todd, or a blanket.
Like a thick blanket or something, right?
And it smothers it so quick you can't believe it.
What if the fire's bigger than the blanket?
What if it's not?
I think people should have a fire extinguisher.
Oh, sure. That's great. Sure. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, you know, if a kid's there, it's like, I don't know how to use this. Mom, where's mom? Mom, what?
Yeah, okay. That's great.
Come here. I'm in the shower. The kitchen's burning. What? The kitchen is burning.
And the kid
put it out.
Yeah. And
where's the fire extinguisher? What? Where's the fire? I don't know. Ask your dad. Okay, I got to call him.
Okay. We've all been through that. All right. So this towel is... You just train the kid to say, look.
Just throw it right on there.
That's it.
Smothers it like you can't believe.
That's cool.
Yeah. Todd saw the same thing. Now, you know, you don't believe me a lot, but Todd, yes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the chief didn't.
Well, I was going to ask you about it. We ran out of time.
Is it endorsed by the fire department?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Then I think that, look, as long as you have something, because I don't know what the percent is. I used to know, but. A high percent of house fires start in the kitchen.
Oh, no. I mean, why not?
Well, yeah. People walk away. Right. They don't. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Come back and it's burning.
Yeah.
That's great. So it's the like the fire blanket or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember when I was a kid, we had one in our kitchen on the stove. And it's a true story. And the thing started burning like you can't believe. And it started even melting the, you know, it's an electric stove. And so I ran over whenever we had a disaster, I'd run over to my aunt's house was right next door to us, Mimi, because she was one of those people that just take care of, you know,
yeah.
What's the problem? Yeah. You take one of those people?
Yeah.
So I went over there, well, put it out. I mean, I don't know how. It's really... So I go over there, and my mom, who was, you know, kind of disabled from a stroke and everything, the fire was out, but things, I said, oh, my, I brought Mimi. She said, I got it out. I said, how did you do this? Well, I turned it off. Like, oh, yeah, I didn't think of that.
Wow, that may have worked, too.
Yeah,
I do think people panic, like you say, and they grab, water.
Yeah.
And those grease fires.
And don't they say, like, is it baking soda that can put out a grease fire or salt? Isn't there something in a kitchen? We always turn to Todd like Todd knows.
I think both of those can help.
Both of those can help, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to give that advice.
That's true, though.
Okay.
That is true.
It is baking soda, right?
Baking soda and salt.
And salt?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And those things are pretty accessible.
Yes.
So.
Okay. But I would think sugar. Sugar would probably be flammable. Sugar is flammable.
It would.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it would melt, right? It would melt.
I think so, yeah.
It would melt.
But you got to, we got to get him on again, or anybody out there, do you have any firefighters out there listening that could tell us about those blankets? And do you know about them? Do they really work?
This is an infomercial.
Well, yeah, it was something like that. Hey,
we just got a text. Somebody said it. They're available on Amazon.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think everyone should have some type of fire prevention in their kitchen.
Another place, if you got a wood-burning fireplace, and you guess, you know, sometimes if you have that wood that's not completely dry and it's kind of sappy, and you get those big sparks flying out, and if you don't have a big enough area with tile or whatever, you get one of those in a rug, it's amazing what can happen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Or you could put glass doors on.
Well, what? You shouldn't have glass doors on, I don't think, when you got a good fire going in there. What?
I do.
Do you?
Why not?
Why would you not leave it open so you get the full feeling of the fire?
I have a little blower comes on underneath.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, the fire looks great behind those doors. I don't want any sparks coming out on the floor.
Why would you have a wood-burning fireplace and not be there to feel the warmth of the actual flames?
I can feel the warmth because it's coming out from underneath.
Oh, my God.
No, and it's safe. We have glass doors on.
Why don't you just get one of those little office heat burn, you know, those little electric things to
I like the real flames. No. They're different. Yes.
I don't think you're supposed to have them closed like that. Look at this. Todd just put up a thing. It's called Prepared Hero Fire Blanket.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Yes.
Prepared Hero. Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
That's for the kitchen. I don't know about that fireplace. I think sparks can come out of the fireplace.
Absolutely.
Especially
with sappy wood.
And if you had a rug, that could...
Well, yeah, but no, most people have a little bit of a tile type thing.
Yeah, how long is that?
A couple of feet?
16, no, it's not that big. 18 inches.
Is there code?
There's probably code now.
There's probably a code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree that sparks would come out and they'd land on the...
Yeah, on the rug.
No, on the... What you're talking about, that
on
code
the tile,
is like the tiles.
Yeah.
It's concrete.
Or you could even take one of those blankets and just lay it out front of the thing. Wouldn't have anything to worry about then.
That would look ugly, though.
Oh, my God. You're okay with closing the glass doors on a nice, beautiful, real hardwood fire. You're okay with that?
It looks great.
Okay.
They're glass, John. They're not... It's not plywood. It's not... You can see. You don't even know the doors are there.
It's like, okay, you know what? It is such a beautiful day. Look at that beautiful sunshine and the nice breeze. Let's sit here and look out the window. Same thing.
It's all right. Anyway,
and Todd, which way are you going on this?
Todd. I mean, really, safety. And you cannot tell. Why would they have those glass doors, Johnny?
When the fire is down, you want to close it so that all the smoke and everything like that goes up the chimney.
Well, and you don't want the cold coming in either.
Right.
I mean... So, but
yes,
you have more fires in the winter.
I don't think wood burning fireplaces are meant to be used with the doors closed.
I think so. Here's my opinion. I think some are. If you've got the fan, I think that's why you use the fan and all that kind of stuff. But there's also those wire screens, right?
They have those little the mesh things.
Right.
Well, that's both. We have both.
And then that helps prevent the sparks.
Well, no, those mesh things, even if it's 16th of an inch, no, those sparks can get through that pretty easy.
All right.
The mesh things are cool, though. I mean, I think those are, you can do that. I don't know. I thought everybody had that, but what do I know?
Yeah, well, no, we're not all former mayors.
Believe me, you don't need to know much to be a mayor. Speaking of mayor, Kids Day, and Mayor Gingrich is going to have fun today. The kids, there's a mayor for the day.
Mayor who? Kid,
I don't know.
Which mayor?
Eric.
Eric who?
He's my man. And they anointed some, that's not the right word, anointed.
Appointed.
A mayor for the day, one of the kids who are celebrating Kids Day with the other 9,999 kids. So
I think it's awesome.
It's going to be a great day. And enjoy the weather, all the activities. Go to the website, greenbay.com, and see all the activities going on for your kids today.
Great guest, Ted Taggart.
Oh,
Endure just finished. More on that. Tess Kirkson, Director of Public Relations, Wisconsin State Fair. Tremendous.
Great.
Stephanie Hummel, Green Bay Economic Development.
Love
Margaret Cahill, NBC 26 Focus. Mike Stanley, Oshkosh Fire Chief. We're out of time. Thanks for being everybody. See ya. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time where our friend and executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers, is in for a Tuesday tangent to talk about the upcoming presidential debate, weather, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan, we're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.